How might this look, though, practically? I mean, this coalition has been meeting for months without the participation of the U.S.
Well, and also without even a basic outline of what a final peace deal might look like between Russia and Ukraine. So what would be the rules and protections and obligations of such a mission on the ground? In addition, it's been hamstrung since it was created by the U.S. lack of support earlier, which is really critical both in terms of capabilities such as intelligence sharing and surveillance, where the U.S. is dominant, but also the deterrent factor, sort of the stick that you have with an agreement backed by the U.S., especially in the eyes of the Kremlin. So now discussions will take a new, more optimistic shape.
Now, President Trump says no U.S. troops would join this mission. So how willing are Europeans to send their people into Ukraine?
Well, that's a huge unanswered question because it's not clear whether this mission would be to sort of monitor a ceasefire or reinforce it or defend certain lines. And those verbs all mean very different things, carrying different levels of danger for those deployed. In general, European countries are going to have to send forces, and it seems about 10 have committed to doing that so far. But some options are much less palatable than others. And if this is a small force that's just there to deter Russia reattacking Ukraine, this is sometimes described as a tripwire force, what happens? What happens if it is attacked? We don't have any answers yet. Or are we going to need to see hundreds of thousands of European military personnel armed to fight back? I think that's pretty unlikely.